I'm Trish.
And I'm Thaddeus, and you're listening to the Fallen Short Podcast. Hey, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
We're coming to you this week a little later than usual. We usually release on Tuesdays, but we decided to release a little later just to wrap up the year with you guys and look forward to next year.
Thanks to all of you guys who started listening to us this year. Thaddeus and I started this actually last year for my New Year's resolution going into 2020 was to start a podcast. And so here we are, end of the year, still doing the podcast. So that's cool. How many New Year's resolutions do you actually have successfully completed by the end of the year? If you're like me, it's not very many. So this is a cool one that I can say, hey, look, we've done it. But to be completely honest with you, it was something I felt for years to do. So it wasn't like just a 2020 thing. It was just 2020. COVID is what kicked our butts into doing it, right, Thaddeus?
Well, I think it was your New Year's resolution, not mine. I always was in the, you know, I'll help you do this, but I wasn't necessarily going to be in front of the microphone talking, in my opinion. But yes, COVID did kick our butts into gear into starting this. So it's been a journey this year. We started, I think the first episode came out in May. And we, you know, looking back, I think we covered some good topics. And we've had some longer, some shorter. We took weeks off, etc. And I think it's been a good growing experience in a figuring out how this works and a good growing experience just in general for us personally and in like our own relationship of sitting down and doing this together.
And kind of when you have to break down all the details of what you actually believe about different things, you have those iron sharpening iron moments of figuring out, hey, you know what? We don't really see eye to eye on this. Is this something we should even talk about? Or is it important to talk about and just bring the different perspectives? So I think that it's been a different dynamic in our marriage just because maybe we are talking about things that we wouldn't have normally talked about.
And looking ahead into 2021, I know everyone's looking to leave 2020 behind us in general just because of the year it's been.
I think 2020 has revealed a lot about us.
Well, I'm saying like in general, not like us looking to get rid, you know.
But it's funny, like going into 2020, how people had, you know, I'm big on like Pinterest and Instagram, and there were all these like 2020 vision and all these 2020 is your year. And I keep hearing people joke and say, maybe we don't do a New Year's resolution for 2021 just because they did so much planning and preparation going into 2020. And then we were all blindsided with COVID. But I just think COVID has revealed a lot about us. It's revealed our strength and our tenacity and how we handle fear. And it's made us gritty and it's made us embrace our family more and our friends more. And it's given us a different outlook on life. And I think when you go through tough times, you either let them confine you or you let it refine you. And hopefully we're all coming out of this a little more refined and even standing a little more firm on what we believe. And it's helped shape a lot of my perspectives and values in life. And I know it's not been a great year, but I can look at 2020 for me personally and say it's probably been one of my top years of my life. And not because of the main reasons people will think of, but as somebody who struggled with mental health, 2020 was a really good year for me because it just gave me more time to focus on my mental health, chill, not be so rushed. And I think that's one thing I've really learned. And that was actually something we talked about. We did a slowing down podcast. And I think for me, 2020 has really refined me and it's really helped me to appreciate that slowdown. It's really helped me to be a more well-rounded person. Proverbs 19 verse 21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. And I think when we went into 2020, we all had a lot of plans in our heart, but God's purpose in the end, here we are sitting at the end of 2020 on the precipice of 2021. And we have lots of plans in our heart, but God's purpose prevails. But I do think as you're looking at 2021, vision cast. Think of the things that you want to see and do in your life. Like this podcast, for example, if we wouldn't have even been thinking about it and allowing ourselves to dream, we wouldn't be here. And the Bible says without vision, people perish. So don't look at 2020 as a slap in the face, but look at it as a learning experience. And hopefully you are standing at the end of 2020 and saying, you know, I didn't do A, B, and C, but I did do D. And it was a good year in these ways. And maybe you're not a New Year's resolution person, but not just scratch those specific words off, but thinking about goals for your life. How can 2020 be a learning point for you as you walk into 2021, knowing that you went through a lot and there could be a lot more in store for us? Like 2020 could have just been honestly a glimpse of the future. But how can we learn from that? And how can we carry forth into 2021 and have a vision to see what God can do in our lives? And I do think that the next podcast, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. So this is just kind of a short one today.
I think it's important, like Trish was saying to you, maybe you do some vision casting. Maybe you don't necessarily set quote unquote New Year's resolutions, because I don't know. I'm sure there's a statistic out there of people who do those and actually stick to them and accomplish them. And for me personally, I don't like to set things up for myself to fail. So I have a hard time with New Year's resolutions as what they are. But that's okay if you take this time right now and not necessarily make a New Year's resolution that is something that you, okay, it's January 1st now, tomorrow. I'm going to do X. This is my resolution. So maybe you don't set yourself up with a quote unquote New Year's resolution, but you do take the time to cast some dreams and visions and ideas of things that you want to accomplish in the future. It doesn't need to be the short term. It can be the long term goals, and just use that time, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, of just thinking about things that you'd like to do or get done or change in your life. So whether you're listening to this today on New Year's Eve, I know it probably won't reach a lot of you until tomorrow or the next day or whatever. If you're listening today on New Year's Eve, if you're celebrating with family, with friends, whatever you're doing, be safe. If you're listening to this afterwards, still be safe in whatever you're doing. And we're hoping to continue doing this as the new year turns, and to maybe we get a little more consistent in different things that we are trying to do with it.
If like social media platforms and stuff, that is not a strength that I have.
So this was a short and sweet one for you guys for New Year's. We're hoping to have something fresh and new for you come Tuesday. And until next time, I'm Thaddeus.
And I'm Trish, and we love you guys.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.